We're not going to allow chaos here in Oakland. We're not going to take the bait here in Oakland.
Speaking from City Hall, Mayor Lee said Oakland decided to take action to defend its immigrant residents and reinforce Oakland's commitment as a sanctuary city. Amid what officials say is Donald Trump's campaign of retribution in the form of escalating immigration enforcement actions targeting Democratic communities across the country.
We will continue to not assist ICE or take direction, quite frankly, from the National Guard. The second executive action, one, it prohibits the use of city property, which is really important. No city property can be used for federal immigration enforcement operations. No city property. Okay, none.
Mayor Lee's executive orders follow the action taken by Alameda County supervisors, who approved the creation of ICE-free zones on county property. While the measures have been celebrated by immigrant rights advocates, county officials also acknowledged that they are largely symbolic. County Council pointed to similar policies in Minneapolis that federal agents ignored or disregarded without consequences. Alameda County Sheriff Yesenia Sanchez said her office would not prevent ICE actions and has limited authority to physically stop federal agents from using county property, aside from staff attorneys issuing cease and desist orders. But what could carry more legal weight, she said, is if immigration agents violate state law, such as making arrests without warrants or violating California's new law banning federal enforcement officers from wearing masks, which could prompt a response from the sheriff's office.
And I know that there's been questions about will you arrest ICE and all this other stuff, valid concerns from our community. And I think that just overall, any individual who violates state law is going to be held accountable.
The move by Alameda County and the city of Oakland comes as the Bay Area braces for a potential surge in immigration enforcement ahead of the Super Bowl weekend. The Department of Homeland Security confirmed that ICE agents will conduct enforcement operations during the 60th Super Bowl in Santa Clara on February 8th. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem shared this comment on the Benny Show podcast.
So yeah, we'll be all over that place. People should not be coming to the Super Bowl unless they're law-abiding Americans who love this country.
Critics say the ramp-up in enforcement is politically charged, as far-right commentators have expressed outrage over the NFL's choice of performer, Puerto Rican artist Bad Bunny, who avoided continental U.S. tour dates this year due to concerns that his concerts could be targeted for immigration raids. During an appearance on Saturday Night Live last October, he explained why he accepted the gig at Levi's Stadium, saying he wanted to demonstrate that the contributions made by Latinos in the United States could, quote, never be removed or erased by anyone.
Demostrando que nuestra huella y nuestra aportación en este país nadie nunca la podrá sacar ni borrar. If you didn't understand what I just said, you have 4 months to learn.
With the Super Bowl now just 2 weeks away, the San Francisco Chronicle reports that Bad Bunny inspired anti-ICE posters have appeared in the city ahead of the game. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.